Cafetín de Buenos Aires. A journey of conversations and music through the world of Argentine tango.
De chiquilín te miraba de afuera.
And welcome back to another episode of our third season of Cafetín de Buenos Aires, our journey through Argentine tango, here on Campus 103.7 with me, Karen Mikhalev-Schwirep. And today, we always try to take a different angle of Argentine tango, the dancing, the music, the history. And today, indeed, is going to be an episode where I come up with a few stories of these artists and these stars of Argentine tango, and obviously their music. Today, we'll try to understand and unravel the unbelievable, incredible story of the singer Ada Falcón. From the 1930s Argentina, through her work and also through her relationships, because we'll have to talk about a very famous couple she was in with the great Francisco Canaro. And to start off with this story that we're going to see how incredible this is, we are going to take some inspiration from a documentary, in fact, shot in 2003, by the filmmakers Lorena Munoz and Sergio Wolf, who trace back Ada Falcón's story. And the documentary is called No sé qué me han hecho tus ojos, I don't know what your eyes have done to me, which is indeed the name, the title of the most famous song of Ada Falcón, composed with Francisco Canaro, as we said. And here to start off our program is No sé qué me han hecho tus ojos.
Yo no sé si es cariño que siento. Yo no sé si será una pasión. Solo sé que al no verte una pena va rondando por mi corazón. Yo no sé qué me han hecho tus ojos, que al mirarme me matan de amor. Yo no sé qué me han hecho tus labios, y al besar mis labios se olvida el dolor. Tus ojos para mí son luces de ilusión que alumbran la pasión que albergo para ti. Tus ojos son destellos que van reflejando ternura y amor. Tus ojos son divinos y me tienen presa en su alrededor. Tus ojos para mí son el reflejo fiel de un alma que al creer querrá con frenesí. Tus ojos para mí serán la luz de mi camino, que con fe me guiarán por un sendero de esperanza y esplendor, porque ojos son mi amor. Yo no sé cuántas noches de insomnio en tus ojos pensando pasé, pero sé que al dormirme una noche en tus ojos preciosos soñé. Yo no sé qué me han hecho tus ojos, que me embrujan con su resplandor. Solo sé que yo llevo en el alma tu imagen marcada con fuego de amor. Tus ojos para mí son luces de ilusión que alumbran la pasión y albergo para ti. Tus ojos son destellos que van reflejando ternura y amor. Tus sus ojos son divinos y me tienen presa en su alrededor. Sus ojos para mí son el reflejo fiel de un alma que al querer querrá con frenesí. Sus ojos para mí serán la luz de mi camino, que con fe me guiarán por un sendero de esperanza y esplendor, porque tus ojos son mi amor.
And after this first sound, these first sounds that we hear of Ada Falcón in this program, we'll be talking a lot about this singer. You can already gauge the power of her voice, the peculiarity, the clarity of her voice. And she was indeed a great star of Argentine tango in the 1930s. In Argentina and elsewhere. Now, this song, we started off with the song because yo no sé qué me han hecho tus ojos, meaning I don't know what your eyes have done to me. Long title, but it's also a waltz, as you have understood in the cadence of the notes and of the music, but this waltz was written, sung by Ada, and also she was involved in writing it as well. But it was written by her married lover, and this is the crux of the whole story of Ada Falcón. She was in a relationship with Francisco Canaro, who was a great composer, great orchestra leader. He was one of the pillars of Argentine tango, one of the trio with Carlos Gardel and Manuel Pizarro, who in 1924 made a big break by going to Paris in France and taking their tango and their orchestras with them, and creating thereby the whole phenomenon of tango in between the world wars. So quite a large personality, quite an important figure, but also in real life a married man who had a French wife who was quite strong in her own personality, in her own way. And we'll see how this affected all the story of Ada Falcón. This waltz is, just once we're on this waltz, it's a very iconic tango. It's an iconic piece of music. You can see that with her voice, Ada really gives this feeling to it. She seems to be, and she is probably, singing it from the heart. It's a personal song. It seems to have been written by Canaro for her eyes. Ada Falcón had these famously brilliant green eyes. And therefore, we started with this song, and also the film that was shot in 2003 about Ada Falcón is indeed called Yo no sé qué me han hecho tus ojos. The filmmakers, who were Lorena Muñoz and Sergio Wolf, went in search of Ada Falcón, in search of the real Ada Falcón behind the tango diva, but actually physically in a real search for Ada Falcón, because Ada Falcón started singing in the 20s, she became a diva, proper diva, by the 30s, and by 1942, in the year 1942, she simply announced she was retiring and vanished. She vanished off the face of the earth. She was never seen, she was never heard of, she never sang, she never did a comeback. Nobody knew what happened to Ada Falcón, whether she was still alive years later or not. So this is the start. I'm trying to put you into the picture of this life of a star, where
it really feels like one of those cases where life imitates the best Hollywood can come up with. And indeed, the Hollywood gossip about her, Hollywood style gossip about her, obviously was quite something for the time. Let's listen now to another song. We have a lot of songs of Ada Falcón with Francisco Canaro in this program today, because thankfully, they had done a large discography before this, before the end of this relationship and her disappearance. So at least, although we do not have anything in on film of her, because she also sang in films, but at least as a discography, Canaro was one of the most prolific composers of tangos in the world, and thankfully she spent enough time with him to regale us with her lovely voice and the rendition, the personal rendition of her songs. Let's go next to hear Pecado Mortal. Pecado Mortal, meaning mortal sin. Again, most possibly reflective of her life situation at the time, a situation that she was not too happy with, a situation that turned out to be quite dangerous in the end. And she's probably singing about her own situation. This song, the particularity of this song, Pecado Mortal, this tango, is that it was written by Ada herself. Yo sé que tu amor es un castigo, que amarte es pecado mortal. Those are the first words in the song we have just heard. Those are the opening lyrics, and that was Ada Falcón with the Francisco Canaro Orchestra. And as you have just heard me say, the opening is that she's saying that your love is a punishment for me, and that loving you is a mortal sin. So I think we have no illusion that writing this song, playing it with Francisco Canaro himself, with whom she was in a relationship, she was writing about her own story. So she is the first, maybe, in a line of singer-songwriters like perhaps Taylor Swift and other modern, I'm thinking of female artists who put their real life, pour their real life into their songs and their emotions into their songs, and obviously are followed quite well by fans because they can feel the originality and the sincerity in the situation and in the story of the song. So this is the story of Ada, but also of the song Pecado Mortal. She's also saying, I know that nothing between us is allowed, and we can only meet in the dark and can only adore each other in the darkness. So it's quite a heavy on the lyrics. And I assume that when they were playing it together, well, both of them knew what she was referring to, and probably everyone else as well in the audience. And that is why also I'm sure this couple was so wildly popular in Argentina and in Paris where they played and elsewhere. I'll go back and forth also between Ada and the film that is about Ada, the film that is about the search for Ada. In the film, we see Ada singing. We see her in grainy, very colorless film stock, and we can see her spirit. We can feel her talent from these films, but. There's nothing much else. The green eyes with no color cannot really be seen, and we really can't have. There's no interview with Ada. There's nothing left that gives us a bit of a clue as to her motivations in this relationship, and then later why she just vanished, as we have said. But thank goodness we have her music. The next song I will play for this episode about Ada Falcón is a beautiful one. It's a very personal one. It's a very emotional tango, which at first glance would not really seem to fit in the usual tangos, because it starts with a very soft poem about a flower, a very innocent talk about a flower that grows on the wall of a garden, and that the singer has seen flower bloom, die, regrow every year, every season. So this flower is a companion to this girl through her life, because she's always seeing this big climbing flower going up on the wall and also always coming back every spring. We are going to be talking about the flower that is the honeysuckle in English, the madre selva in Spanish, in Argentina. In Maltese, we tried to look it up. It seems to be related to something about goats, but the horn of goats, but maybe I don't have the right translation. But it's the honeysuckle, so it's a climber. It's a little delicate flower with a nice smell. It climbs up garden walls, and it is called indeed the madre selva, the mother of the jungle in Spanish, the basic flower. So quite a strong, omnipresent plant that, however, goes by season, and that is why Ada wrote this song with Francisco Canaro about this honeysuckle. Before we hear the song, I have to go into the lyrics, because they're quite particular. It's a long poem. In reality, it's a poem. She's talking about the old wall of the farm, of the house. She's saying that the honeysuckle gave her shade. It was her companion during her childhood years, where she could play in the shade of the honeysuckle. And then she's saying at one point, then of course, that this honeysuckle also heard her first wishes, her first hopes as a little girl. Then later on, the honeysuckle blooms, and so does she. And the honeysuckle on the wall is a witness, a secret witness to her first loves. So her first hiding away with her primer amor, with her first love, under the wall of the honeysuckle. And so this honeysuckle becomes again another companion of her secrets, an accomplice, so to speak. She learned also under the honeysuckle that you had to pretend to enjoy life. You had to pretend to enjoy things. You had to cover your secrets. You had to become secretive. You had to grow up. So again, quite a personal, probably a personal picture of this secret space that she had in this garden, figuratively, but also perhaps physically, perhaps in reality. She also says that now life has taught me how painful relationships can be and how cruel people can be. And I have learned this sour, this bitter truth. And she comes to this wall for solace. She also keeps saying that the honeysuckle on the wall saw her pleasures, her pain, and her secrets. Therefore, it's quite a personal relationship that she has managed to create with this flower. And she ends in quite some feeling. She says, "Why can you?" To the honeysuckle. Why can you bloom every spring after you die in winter? You bloom again in spring, and my first love cannot bloom again like you do. So quite a felt song. We remember always that she's singing it in the orchestra, with the orchestra of Francisco Canaro, who was her her lover, her impossible relationship. So it takes on even more importance and even more emotion. So here it is for you, Madre Selva.
Tu sombra fue mi compañera de mi niñez, sin esplendor. Tu amiga fue la madre selva, cuando temblando mi amor primero, con su esperanza besaba mi alma. Yo junto a vos, pura y feliz, cantaba así mi primera confesión. Madre selvas en flor que me vieron nacer y en la vieja pared sorprendieron mi amor. Tu humilde caricia es como el cariño primero y querido que siento por él. Madre selvas en flor que trepando se van, es tu abrazo tenaz y dulzón como aquel. Si todos los años tus flores renacen, hace que no muera mi primer amor. Pasaron los años y mis desengaños, yo vengo a contarte mi vieja pared. Así aprendí que hay que fingir para vivir decentemente, que amor y fe mentiras son, y del dolor se ríe la gente. Hoy que la vida me ha castigado y me ha enseñado su credo amargo, vieja pared, con emoción me acerco a vos
Y te digo como ayer, madre selva en flor, que me vieron nacer y en la vieja pared sorprendieron mi amor. Tu humilde caricia es como el cariño primero y querido que nunca olvidé. Madre selva en flor, que trepando se van, es tu abrazo tenaz y dulzón como aquel. Si todos los años tus flores renacen, ¿por qué ya no vuelve mi primer amor?
And that was the very emotional Madre Selva, beautiful tango. I always look out for it if I'm at a milonga. I have to say, women's voices aren't usually heard very, very much in milongas, possibly also because they had early recordings or other reasons, but it would be really nice to hear more of Ada Falcón even in modern milongas. So, from the emotions of Ada Falcón, let's go back a bit to the search for Ada. So, in the documentary Yo no sé qué me han hecho tus ojos from 2003, the artist, the directors, Wolf, go into even the gossip of Ada. There was a mountain of gossip and a mountain of stories about the life of Ada Falcón when she was still a well-known, when she was still a diva. It seems probably that a lot of them are rumors or they're exaggerations. For instance, she did live in a beautiful, great mansion, in a great house, where, according to gossip, the walls were covered with orange taffeta fabric. They also said that she would take two-hour baths, that they were never-ending baths, and whatever she used in these baths, and that she dried her hair by getting into her very expensive car with the roof off, obviously, and taking a pleasure ride around Buenos Aires just to dry her hair. Well, as far as I know, in the 1920s and 30s, everyone had very short bobbed hair. So I would imagine, and that's her photos as well, so I would imagine the hair dried very, very quickly. There was also a rumor that she had horrible, horrible stage fright and that she would not go out on stage unless the musicians sat behind a curtain. A lot of these stories that were probably fed by the recording studios themselves, and even the story with Canaro contains obvious exaggerations to make it even more palpable to the gossip columns. The main gossip, but which probably was actually true, is possibly also the reason why Ada Falcón decided to disappear so quickly. We're taking it stage by stage, this story. Well, Francisco Canaro had a wife, a French wife, by the name of Marta Guisom. Again, the legend has it, but witnesses in the backstage have it, that Marta, French, they made it very clear in all the gossip that she was French, possibly gave her a bit more impetus, surprised Ada and Canaro, and her husband Canaro, in the stage dressing room. And she brandished out of her bag a loaded gun, with which she threatened both of them. So that story, unfortunately, we don't know how that ended. For sure, she didn't shoot anybody. Canaro went on to record much more, and Ada only disappeared, and we might have an inkling where she ended. So most probably, Marta did not fire that gun at all. But the gossip obviously is stronger than the legend remains stronger than the truth, and therefore we remain with this image of Marta Gisom, wife of Francisco Canaro, with this loaded gun in her hand in the stage dressing room, with both of them caught red-handed, as we say. Let's listen now to another song of Ada Falcón. This is also possibly self-descriptive, La Morocha, so the person with darker hair, quite descriptive of Ada Falcón herself.
Yo soy la morocha, la más agraciada, la más renombrada de esta población. Soy la que al paisano muy de madrugada, muy de madrugada, brinda un cimarrón. Soy la morocha argentina, la que no siente pesares y alegre pasa la vida con sus cantares. Soy la gentil compañera del noble gaucho porteño, la que conserva el cariño para su dueño. Yo soy la morocha de mirar ardiente, la que en su alma siente el fuego de amor. Soy la que al criollito más noble y valiente, más noble y valiente, ama con ardor. Soy la morocha argentina, la que no siente pesares y alegre pasa la vida con sus cantares. Soy la gentil compañera del noble gaucho porteño, la que conserva el cariño
dueño. You're tuned in to Cafetín de Buenos Aires, a journey through tango on Campus 103.7. And after La Morocha, Ada Falcón kept recording for a while with Francisco Canaro and his orchestra, but the mood was changing. The mood was shifting in her life. I don't think she could take much of the gossip and the situation for much longer. And indeed, by the end of the 30s, things were coming to a point. The next song that Ada is going to sing for us here on Cafetín de Buenos Aires is Piénsalo Bien, which the lyrics themselves will hint at this shift in attitude. She is saying you should think twice, you should think well before your actions, before what you do. So let's hear it and try to understand who she might be alluding to, and in her emotional rendition, that this could also be a very personal conversation.
Piénsalo bien,
no te marches, que la ambición es ciega. Hazle caso a tu amorcito que sabe que a la razón se niega. Sácate esa ilusión pensar que juventud y amor te dé. No caigas en la falsedad y recordar que el alma entera puso en ti. Que sacas con ser patrona de un burín, instalado a todo lujo y sin amor. Y pagas tu verde y esclavas a salve de tu inconsciente error. Tiene clase y por la huella del deber, seguí viajando, vendas tu corazón. Para eso eres mujer, solo hay un querer y una ocasión. No te olvides que también yo tuve el placer a mano. Espléndida es que mi alma joven rechazó por creer un sueño vano. Si te enseñé a vivir y amar, que no te arrastre un loco querer. No creas en halagos de los que al pasar hacen feliz, pensalo bien. Que sacas con ser patrona de un bulín, instalado a todo lujo y sin amor. Si pagas tu verdín y esclavas a salve de tu inconsciente error. Tiene clase y por la huella del deber, seguí viajando, vendas tu corazón. Para eso eres mujer, solo hay un querer y una
So Ada there was saying, was telling us, but probably telling Francisco Canaro, think it over before taking a step, leaving, because maybe tomorrow you may not be able to back down. Think it over, for I have loved you very much, and you have cast my love into oblivion, perhaps for another love. So there we see the lyrics of Piénsalo Bien, that Ada Falcón was probably having a bit enough of this situation with her conductor, with her orchestra leader. Indeed, we come to September 28, 1938. This date is the date of Ada Falcón's last recording session with Francisco Canaro, after which their romance officially ended. The two tangos she chose to record in that session were Nada Más, so Nothing More, and No Mientas, Do Not Lie to Me. The last time Ada addressed the man she had loved for a decade, were these tangos, were these heartbreaking words from Nada Más. We have the lyrics, for instance, I desire nothing, nothing more than for you not leaving me face to face with my life. And I will die if you leave me, because without you, I won't know how to live. So quite a heavy farewell note there. And indeed, just a little rumor about this tango, that it seems that it was not played again. The tango Nada Más was not played again in Argentina, and only D'Arienzo started playing it again after she abandoned the scene. But again, difficult to know if this is the truth or simply the Argentine tango rumor mill. So here it is, Nada Más, and then we will also hear No Mientas afterwards, but I'll go through the lyrics with you.
No quiero nada, nada más.
que no me deje frente a frente con la vida. Me moriré si me dejas, porque sin vos no he de saber vivir. Y no te pido más que eso, que no me dejes sucumbir. Te lo suplico por Dios, no me quites el calor de tu cariño y tus besos. Que si me falta la luz de tu mirar, que es mi sol, será mi vida una cruz. ¿Cuánta nieve habrá en mi vida sin el fuego de tus ojos? Y mi alma ya perdida, sangrando por la herida, se dejará morir. La cruz de mis anhelos llenaré de brumas mi alma, nublará el azul del cielo sobre mi desvelo viéndote partir. No quiero nada, nada más que la mentira de tu amor como limona. ¿Qué voy a hacer si vos te vas con el vacío de mi decepción? No, no te vayas, te lo ruego, no destroces mi corazón. Si no lo haces por amor, hacelo por compasión, pero por Dios no me dejes. Jamás te molestaré, seré una sombra a tus pies, tirada en algún rincón. ¿Cuánta nieve habrá en mi vida sin el fuego de tus ojos? Y mi alma ya perdida, sangrando por la herida, se dejará morir. La cruz de mis anhelos llenaré de brumas mi alma, nublará el azul del cielo sobre mi desvelo viéndote partir.
And that was Nada Más. You are listening to Cafetín de Buenos Aires on Campus 103.7. We are talking today always about Argentine tango, but today in particular about Ada Falcón and her stormy relationship with Francisco Canaro. That was Nada Más, as I said, which means nothing more. These are Nada Más and No Mientas, another tango we'll listen to shortly, are the last two recordings of Ada Falcón, 1938. In fact, we were discussing here in the studio that the sound indeed is much, much better in these recordings, because probably it was already 1938, better quality of recording material. Also, Canaro and Falcón were quite stars, were quite famous stars at the time, so they got probably the best. The pity is that Ada Falcón did not record much else after this time, so the quality of her recordings will have to enjoy, especially these few last songs. So in this song, as I explained even before, Nada Más, she is ending with a real dramatic turn. She's saying her life will be full of snow without your fiery gaze, and her poor lost soul will die on the cross of her yearning. So she's also turning, besides just dramatic, but also slightly spiritual. And we'll see why very soon. So after Nada Más, we go into another of the tangos. This one is No Mientas, also one of the tangos she recorded in this last session of September 1938 with the Canaro Orchestra in one recording session. No Mientas now takes us more personal. It means do not lie to me. And she is saying that your words were always hope for my heart. I always fell asleep with your words in my ears. But now I only feel the burning of those words because I am now convinced that those words were lies. And therefore, I am condemned to relive your words in my head because these are words of deceit. So all your love was a deceit. So we can obviously see this change of heart in these final days of recording of Ada Falcón. And she is saying that the embers of this love have turned now to ashes. So here is No Mientas, that recording, 1938, Ada Falcón with the orchestra of Francisco Canaro.
Fueron tus palabras la canción de mi esperanza y en tus tibias manos se durmió mi corazón. Era tan feliz y fue tan ciega mi confianza que jamás la duda vino a mi razón. Pero hoy solo siento que tus lágrimas me queman y ese llanto impío que me quiere convencer es la carcajada de tu voz que me condena a vivir siempre engañada a tu querer. No mientas que tu boca pecadora se destiñe cuando implora sus mentiras al jurar. No mientas si en tus ojos he leído que tu amor ya lo he perdido y es inútil suplicar. Háblame la verdad. Quiero que digas, no se mata por intrigas, de ese modo un corazón. No mientas, que mi amargo al contemplarte y el afán de perdonarte me podría ser traición. Sí, que si te apiadas de mi vida aquí agoniza y en un gesto franco a tu interior me deja ver, hallaré las brasas de mi amor hecho ceniza, más nada me importa si así debe ser. Solo quiero verte con el alma descubierta, afrontando todo por tener sinceridad, para que al marcharme con mis pobres flores muertas, lleve al menos de tus labios la verdad. No mientas que tu boca pecadora se destiñe cuando implora sus mentiras al jurar. No mientas si en tus ojos he leído que tu amor ya lo he perdido y es inútil suplicar. Háblame la verdad. Quiero que digas, no se mata por intrigas, de ese modo un corazón. No mientas, que mi amargo al contemplarte y el afán de perdonarte me podría hacer traición.
Back in the studio with Cafetín de Buenos Aires, we were noting with Mark, our sound engineer, that some of the songs of Canaro end with the pam pam, which is not usual in other tangos that we have been playing through this series. And this one, indeed, the last one, has No Mientas, has in fact ended on one note, if I heard correctly. But again, maybe he was a bit shocked by the strength of Ada's voice telling him not to lie anymore, and that when she is dead, he should take the truth of his mouth. So, very, very dramatic song and a dramatic ending to their recording and the real relationship. So, time to give out what we know about the rest of the life of Ada Falcón. So this story of the in the film, they do go around interviewing people who might know what her end was, and ultimately the secret of the film, well, you should watch it anyway, but I will have to give a bit of a spoiler here, is that they go to Molinari, a place in Cordoba, in Argentina, to a Franciscan nuns' convent, because it seemed that when Ada disappeared, so she disappeared in 1942, so 4 years after she stopped recording with Canaro, it seems that she actually went to live with the Franciscan nuns in the convent of La Casa de Córdoba. And it seems to have, she seems to have lived there a very, very, very long time. She indeed died in 2002, so she was born in 1905, and she died in 2002 at the age of 96 in La Casa de Salsipuedes, Córdoba, which was a house, a retirement home, after she had lived the rest of her life with the Franciscan nuns. And this house now has been converted into a museum that conserves some of her belongings and some of her story. And the convent has actually kept most of her belongings and other things that now actually tango fans can go over and see the life, the secret life, the personal life of Ada Falcón after she left the scene. So quite an interesting story. It is not, it's confirmed and not confirmed at the same time by these directors, by these filmmakers, because they could not really find any interview with her, any film of her, nothing much, but old photos. Her life in the convent was very discreet, with nothing left. So as the camera and the ends the film, and as the credits roll, the questions remain. So we know that after all, the story of Ada Falcón is not really about finding the answers, but really about going the journey with her through her songs and through her life. And indeed, we come to the last song where we hear Ada's voice today in this program dedicated to her. I chose Tengo Miedo, I Am Afraid. It's again a collaboration Canaro-Falcón from 1929. This is a bit different because it's really as a man singing about a woman, and it's all about love and how this partner is afraid of loving or holding their lover because they know that someday they might have to suffer. I'm thinking about this and I'm afraid. So it's a very realistic and romantic feeling in the song.
Como nunca quise a nadie, con caricias y ternura mi pasión le declaré, y ella echándose en mis brazos me ofreció sus labios rojos, y mirándome a los ojos murmuróme esta canción. Tu cariño me enloquece, tu pasión me da la vida, sin embargo tengo miedo de quererte. Me imagino que si te amo algún día he de sufrir. Pienso en ello y tengo miedo, y no es otro
para ti toda mi vida. Si es preciso he de ofrendarte, nena, dame tu cariño, que es mi única ambición. Mas la ingrata nuevamente repitióme esta canción. Cariño, me enloquece, tu pasión me da la vida. Sin embargo, tengo miedo de creerte. Me imagino que si te amo, algún día he de sufrir. Pienso en ello y tengo miedo y no es otro mi sentir.
And this brings us to the end of this week's episode of Cafetín de Buenos Aires, dedicated to the singer Ada Falcón and her very intriguing life. You are already hearing the notes of the last song we're going to play today, which is different. It's Cachivache from their new album, the next single, which was released. It is Fruta Amarga. It is their version of Fruta Amarga, bitter fruit. So we stay in the feeling today of slight drama and emotion. I thank you for listening in to the program. I remind you that now we are airing Fridays at 9:30 in the evening with a repeat on Saturday at 5 p.m. And with that, I thank our sound engineer, Marco Jones, and this is Karen Mikalev-Schwierep saying ciao.
Aquella noche larga maduró la fruta amarga de esta enorme soledad. Corazón, en las nubes de qué cielo la tristeza de tu vuelo sin consuelo vagará. Y lo sé, aquel frío alucinante de un instante me cegó. Fue en un viento de locura sin ternura, perdón. Fue en el grito enronquecido de un amor enloquecido de dolor. Eres la luz del sol y la canción feliz y la llovizna gris en mi ventana. Eras remanso fiel, mi duende soñador y jazminero en flor. Y eras mañana, suave murmullo, viento de loma, cálido arrullo de la paloma. Ya no serás jamás aroma de rosal, frescor de manantial en mi destino. Solo serás la voz que me haga recordar que en un instante atroz te hice llorar.